It's Morning Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Richard Hake. A Bronx City Councilman is calling for a city task force to pursue the idea of a museum of African-American history in New York. WNYC's Jim O'Grady is here to explain that although government officials want the museum, they can't agree on how to start it. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Richard.
So what's the problem here?
Councilman Fernando Cabrera wants a task force because that means the city will pay for upfront costs like a feasibility study, the search for possible sites, things like that.
All right, so what's wrong with that?
Cabrera put that very question to Tom Finkelpearl, the outgoing commissioner of the city's Department of Cultural Affairs, at a recent council hearing. Finkelpearl answered, "This is New York, not Europe."
That European model is that they're truly public institutions. When you walk in the door, you know, of a museum in Europe or in Washington, D.C., first of all, the museums are almost all free. And second of all, those are public employees that meet you at the door.
In Europe and D.C., government chooses the museums and provides the funding.
I had no idea.
That's the way it goes. And if that's your model, you start with a government task force. Finkelpearl says New York is culturally dynamic because it doesn't do it that way.
Right.
New museums, dance troupes, theater companies, they bubble up from below. They start doing the work, they just start doing it, and then later, eventually, become nonprofits.
That's the point at which the policy of a city has been to say, we can begin to fund it.
That's how the city got, for example, the Studio Museum, the Schomburg Center, and other up-from-the-ground cultural institutions.
All right, so how did the Councilman Cabrera, respond to Finkelpearl?
This way.
What I hear you saying is you expect it to happen organically. And it hasn't happened organically. Where are the streams of funding? And this is all about funding at the end of the day.
The streams of funding would come, in this case, at least in part, from African-American donors. So Councilwoman Lori Cumbo says history itself makes that a problem.
We don't have the same base of savings. We don't have the same base of deep pockets. And those rooms where all of that negotiating and who gets the funding and those $10,000 a plate dinners, people of color are generally not in those rooms.
So Jim, I guess the bottom line here is no art or culture without money.
That's for sure.
WMIC's Jim O'Grady.
Thanks, Richard.